Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Elections Ontario releases 2022 campaign expenses. The vast majority of Sudbury and Nickel Belt candidates in last year's provincial election have filed campaign finances with Elections Ontario, with two exceptions. Sudbury Liberal candidate David Farrow's candidate financials are missing from online listings, with the Associated Ontario Liberal Party, Sudbury Riding Association's financials also yet to be filed. The same applies to the Ontario Party, Sudbury Riding Association and their candidate, Jason LaFace. "It's nothing nefarious," Farrow told Sudbury.com. Describing the missing documents as the product of a new constituency association, inexperienced candidate and bureaucratic bottleneck. "Our returns have been either with the auditor or they have been cleared or gone through Elections Ontario," Farrow said on January 27 of the documents due December 2, 2022. Read the full story here. Sudbury nurse remembered as inspiration to all who knew her, a 29-year-old Sudbury woman who died after her snowmobile went through the ice on a lake near Parry Sound on January 25, as described in her obituary as an inspiration to all who knew her. Heather Lockwood's obituary said she was a bright and passionate learner who earned her master's degree in nursing, as well as her nurse practitioner graduate diploma. Employed at the Brit Nurse Practitioner-led clinic, the obituary states that Lockwood had achieved her goal of being a practicing healthcare provider. Earlier in the COVID-19 pandemic, Lockwood also worked at the COVID testing site in Sudbury. Her work there was highlighted in our Essential Worker of the Day feature in 2020. "I would like to nominate Heather for her hard work in the blistering heat," friend Taylor Zanato wrote. "She's such a hard worker and deserves to be celebrated. We would also like her to know how proud we all are of her." Read the full story here. Sudbury nurse practitioners call on province to boost funding. The woman who heads up the Sudbury District Nurse Practitioner Clinics, SDNPC, told a Queen's Park Standing Committee Monday that more provincial funding directed to nurse practitioner clinics could help address the problem of too many patients and not enough doctors in Ontario. Jennifer Clement, the executive director of the SDNPC, said the shortage of primary healthcare providers in Ontario is well documented, and it needs to be resolved. Clement was among several local speakers addressing the Queen's Park Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Affairs, held at the Holiday Inn on Regent Street this morning. One of the functions of the hearing is to allow citizens and organizations to have input on planning for the 2023 Ontario budget. Clement said primary health care is at the heart of any well-functioning and sustainable health care system that will lead to longer and healthier lives for the residents. Read the full story here. Parkside Centre parking problems driving some members away. The pay-for-parking machine in one downtown Sudbury location is not working as well as it should, according to dozens of visitors to the Parkside Centre on Brady Street, next to the YMCA Centre for Life building on Durham Street. The issue seemed to have come to a head this past week when several visitors were unable to use the machine and they found parking tickets on their windshields. John Richer, the manager at the nonprofit adult center, said the underground parking area is popular, but he is told by many clients that the machines often break down. The parking machine is located outside near the front door of the center. "I think they're causing a lot of the problems for people," Richer told Sudbury.com. "They're not difficult to use if you've used them several times, but you know people who come here sporadically have problems using them. The machines break down frequently." Read the full story here. Wolves see 3-goal lead evaporate, fall in OT to Guelph until midway through the third period. The Sudbury Wolves were beating the Guelph Storm by a score of 4-1 and looked on track to win the game. Unfortunately, that wouldn't last. Then, Guelph Storm star center Matt Poitras happened. Poitras led the comeback with a pair of assists. He had 3 on the game, that helped Guelph tie it up and send the game to overtime, and then potted the winning goal in OT, and on a breakaway no less. The loss drops the Wolves' record to 18-24-2, which puts them 8th in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 15th overall. Guelph improved its record to 20-24-1, which has them sitting 7th in the Western Conference and 14th overall. Read the full story here. Bobby Hull, first NHLer to score more than 50 goals, dead at 84. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died at the age of 84. He played for the NHL's Chicago Blackhawks and Hartford Whalers, as well as the World Hockey Association's Winnipeg Jets, over a 23-year pro career. The NHL Alumni Association announced his death this morning. In 1961, he helped lead the Blackhawks to their first Stanley Cup in 23 years. Hull was the first player in the NHL history to score more than 50 goals in a single season. He set the record of 54 in 1966 and broke it by 4 goals a couple of seasons later. Let's Eat Boy Gorgeous and The Art of Food. A number of Hard Rock miners who are stationed at base camps for several weeks at a time can tell you about the importance of a great head chef on staff. Don Beatty used to be that chef at a gold mine in Gogama for 20 years. Over the past 2 years, though, he has transitioned to become the owner of a catering company based in Sudbury. Beatty owns Boy Gorgeous, which is described as upper echelon catering for weddings, corporate functions and events. I came back from the gold mine camp and was asked to cater a dinner party. The presentation was shared on social media with the appetizers and plating, and the catering just took off from there, he said. Given the timing with the lockdowns and pandemic restrictions, Beatty started with small weddings and private dinner parties with live-edge charcuterie boards. He's now grown to serve large-scale functions with 400-plus people for clients including Cinefest, the Northern Cancer Foundation and NORCAT. Read the full story here. Wind chill of minus 31 expected this morning. Expect a sunny morning and early afternoon for your Tuesday, then a mix of sun and cloud for the rest of the day. There is a 30% chance of flurries late in the afternoon. Today's high is minus 10. The wind will blow at 15 kilometers per hour, and Environment Canada warns of a minus 31 wind chill this morning and minus 16 this afternoon. There is a risk of frostbite for exposed skin. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, the skies will clear and the temperature will dip to minus 16.